from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A man that threw a perfect game, and he is one of the great color analysts in all of baseball because he is so colorful, and that is former A starting pitcher Dallas Braden with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Dallas, we'll start with the Pittsburgh kid. You think Mason Miller gets traded in the next week?
Get your dirty little mittens off my Miller. You understand? I hear you guys mulling it around. I hear you kicking it around. Enough of that. Enough of that. I think what you said early on, right before you brought me in, was very accurate. It's very tough to think that a kid like that, growing up in the area, listening to you boys, growing up, and now he takes the mound, hometown. He's talked about how cool it would be. So on a serious note, I get it. I can understand why you would be excited. On an even more serious note, get your damn hands off my guy. And I can understand and appreciate the idea of Mason Miller in a starting rotation and what that might represent. I don't think that's the reason that Oakland might initially balk at some of the offers that could come down the pipeline. I think what you have to consider is zooming out and taking a 40,000-foot view of the entire situation. And unfortunately, you can go really either way with it, because if you're moving into a new ballpark here in the next few years, you feel like, and I've always said this, if you got a nice new house, that's great. You want to be able to put nice furniture in it, right? And that's what those players represent, are that furniture. Mason Miller would be a very, very lovely mantelpiece, if you will, maybe even the centerpiece. So in that regard, you wonder about keeping him around simply because of that and what the future could hold. You also think about what the future could hold and what Mason Miller could potentially bring you in terms of the load of prospects and the talent that he would fetch. So it's a tough decision to make, because I think you also factor in health in that equation. And so you really have to do your due diligence when you're thinking about where your organization's headed in the future, what you're going to need to sustain a certain level of anticipated success moving into your new ballpark in the future. What does that look like? And it's, I think, obvious that Mason Miller probably represents your best resource to do either one of those things, whether it's stand pat and give yourself a nice push into the new park, or it's make a move and replenish the coffers, and Mason Miller can do that for you too.
All right, let's talk about somebody then that won't cost us a prospect haul to beat the band and might be more useful to this particular Pirates team given their weaknesses. Can we interest you in a trade for a lightly used and very productive Brent Rooker, perhaps, Dallas?
Oh my. Now that's a name that I think, you know, understanding where he's at in his career and what he has done, who he has turned into, the productivity machine that he has turned into, frankly. Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. And, you know, you hear some whispers about whether or not a guy is going to factor in towards the future as well. I don't know that Brent Rooker's name is on the top of that list. I mean, you know, all things being said, if it could work out that way, sure, and the productivity continues, outstanding. But I think right now, Brent Rooker's as good as he's ever been, maybe as good as he ever will be here this year, the next couple of years moving forward. So I think that's a wise decision. I think that is a great piece to hone in on, especially if you're Pittsburgh, because
you have somebody who you're getting the bulk of the ABs to in Andrew McCutchen, and I think these are just two different players in terms of productivity. Kutch, whether you keep him around or not, if that's the move you make, could very well serve as that extra defender, late inning defensive replacements, and spell each other here and there. But Rittenbrooker would probably get the lion's share of those ABs, and I think he plugs very nicely right into the middle of this lineup.
Well, no, we would use him to replace Jack Sawinski, who's a one-man source of renewable energy. He's like a human windmill right now. He makes Dave Kingman and Rob Deere look like Tony Gwynn.
Dallas, can he play right field competently? Rooker, can we stick him out there? Or does he have the DH, in your opinion?
Well, I tell you, Brent Rooker is athletic, and he's not going to wow you and overwhelm you defensively. He's going to make the average normal rangy play.
That's fine.
And I think that right there, in my opinion, is more than serviceable, especially if you've got some other guys that you'd be able to plug in and get the productivity you're looking for. If Brent Rooker is out there, you know, once, twice a week, sure, if you feel like he's somebody who can slide in and just based on what he's going to give you defensively, you'll take him 5-6 days a week. I think he can do that too.
How much is Oakland looking for in return for him? He's an unusual player. Late bloomer. All the production is this year and last year, and he's almost 30 years old. Like, that's just a strange bit of calculus to do on how much they would want in return for him, Dallas.
Well, it is, and I think if you're Oakland, what you have to understand at that point in time is everything that you fellas just laid out, and it's not a mystery to anybody who's kicking the tires on the Brent Rooker wagon. I think you probably understand there's a limit in terms of prospect value that you're willing to entertain parting ways with if you're one of the courting organizations. And so, I mean, look, we're not talking anybody big league ready. I think we're probably talking, you know, I think you'd like to dip into the top 25 prospects. That'd be nice. I just don't know.
In all of baseball, you're saying not like Pirates top 25, or do you mean Pirates list of top 25 prospects?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for the Pittsburgh Pirates specifically, not a top 25 in all of baseball.
Ooh, well, I would be very interested in that. Where are the A system short? Like, what do they need? Pitchers, outfielders, middle infielders? Dallas, what do you think?
They could take it all. They could take it all. We would take it all. Absolutely. I think we're pretty confident in some of the athletes you have going around the infield. And we've got a lot of guys, frankly, right now who are part of the wave coming. Well, they're here right now. You know, we're watching Max Schumann turn into the player that he is. You know, a lot of the utilitarian has come up and really anchored himself at shortstop. Lawrence Butler is out of his mind right now offensively. He's taken incredible strides. Zach Gelof over at second base, Brett Harris over at third base is getting more run. So what J.J. Bleday has done in center field, I mean, there's pieces around here. There's guys that are here now. So it's not to say that you can't supplement all of those positions. And in my honest opinion, you need to be able to get outs. How does that happen? That happens on the mound. That happens on the mound. Well, so I think that's where the focus should be.
I also think it's serendipitous that we had you on today as a guy that pitched a perfect game, because I think Paul Skeens will pitch one tonight, Dallas. What do you think of that?
Wow. I love every bit of that energy. And I've always said, if you're not taking the ball every fifth day with that game plan in mind, then what are you after, right? I can't imagine taking the ball one to go 5 1/3, give up two, and get out of there. So with Paul Skeens, not only the power and the stuff, but the attitude, the moxie, the presence, it feels like every fifth day is a day that he could be perfect.
What do you make of them taking him out of that Milwaukee game with a no-hitter? Second time this year it happened where he went 6-plus and had no hits allowed, but he didn't get a chance to go out for the next inning.
Oh, man, it's so tough, because everything that we've watched Paul Skeens go through, I think, has been in an effort to try to protect him, try to guard him, and at times also kind of just let him do what he's doing. And you're trying to find the balance between those two. And I think, you know, if Sheldon, you're trying to find the balance between him continuing to grow as a pitcher, but then also making sure that you're not running this guy into any trouble, you know, in the first 10 starts of his career, where over the second half of this season, whatever that looks like for him, he's going to have to, you know, be reeled in. So I know it's tough, because in our day and age, we're thinking, man, how nice would it be to have that horse that really everybody in baseball could rely on every fifth day to give you that 7, 8, 9 inning sort of dominant performance. You know, and I think as an industry, we miss those guys. And we can go into 1,000 different directions on why arms are handled the way they are and why we don't see guys given the opportunity to finish ball games the way we did in yesteryear. And I think a lot of financial variables are attached to that. But I think for better or worse, when you have a guy like Paul Skenes taking the mound for you and he has the no-hit, near-perfect type of capability every time, you want to see what that looks like. We want to see what he looks like in the eighth and ninth inning, 100, 110 pitches into it, because he's probably geared up to handle that more so than a whisper in the wind like myself, all of 175 pounds or whatever I was. So I want to see it.
Dallas, thank you so much for all the intel on Mason Miller and Brent Rooker. We appreciate you joining Deadline Debates. Have a good one.
Take it easy, boys, anytime.
There you go, Dallas Braden.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.